hears every word. There's no cry that goes unheard, the whisper and the shout.
God is listening. The Triumphant Quartet at number one. And that'll wrap things up for the program today. All of the music you heard is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you have a request for a future program, please give us a call on our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, we'll be recapping some of the highlights of the National Quartet Convention and the Singing News Fan Awards. You don't want to miss it. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know Him and to make Him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew, where the cross shines brightly every evening.
The Hub City Dirt Drags two-day event will be October 11th and 12th, moving to the Richland County Fairgrounds this year. 2 days of action-packed action. Friday will kick off at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull, over $8,500 in cash bonus prizes. Also Friday night, watch the challenge trucks on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday will kick off with a truck showing and shine from 10 until 4, and at 2 p.m., hot action on the drag tracks, with diesel trucks showing off some of the fastest drag trucks in the United States. Admission $20 a day or $30 for the weekend. Kids 12 and under free in the grandstand. Can't wait to see everybody at the Hub City October Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Online pre-registration for all drag race classes still open. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com and truck pullers register on site.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we are looking at some breezy and cool conditions today, but at least quite a bit of sunshine in the wake of the cold front that came through last night. Looks like high pressure will settle in and bring us quieter weather tomorrow with less wind. Temperatures will be relatively tolerable as well. We will see a warming trend as the week unfolds as southwest winds return to the region. Should push our numbers back up into the 70s by Wednesday, possibly even cracking 80 around Friday, so that's about 20 degrees above normal. Very dry pattern this week as well, just parched air in the region, and no major weather systems coming through here. Our forecast for today, breezy and cooler, sunny in the morning, then a few more clouds popping up for the afternoon. High about 64, west-northwest wind 12 to 25. Clearing tonight in Chile with scattered frost possible, low in the mid-30s, northwest wind tapering to under 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny and nice tomorrow, not as breezy, high in the mid-60s, west wind close to 10. Wednesday night, mostly clear and cool, patchy frost possible, low about 38. Heading in Tuesday, mostly sunny and nice, with a high near 70. The outlook for Wednesday, mainly sunny and mild, low 39, high 73. Thursday, mostly sunny and staying pleasant, low 42 with a high of 76. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy, and feeling summer-like once again, low at 49 degrees with a high of 81. Saturday should still be quite warm for mid-October with partly cloudy skies, lows in the 50s with highs in the upper 70s. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 51 degrees, up from a morning low of 46. Yesterday, we had a high of 81 and no precipitation. A record high for this date was set back in 1963 at 89, a record low coming just 3 years later in 1966 at 23. Last year on this date, our high was 56, our low 47. Sunset today will be at 6:34, sunrise tomorrow at 7:06. No precipitation as the barometer is at slightly up to 29.91 and northeast winds are at 2. Again, it's 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today is sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Moss's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Henricks. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a motorcycle crash occurred on the afternoon of September 29th at approximately 5 in rural Soldiers Grove in the town of Franklin. Daniel E. Williams, 73, of rural Viroqua, was operating the cycle northbound on County Road J and lost control on a curve. The motorcycle slid across the roadway and came to a rest on the grass on the opposite side of the roadway. Williams was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. He was not using a helmet, but was wearing boots, long pants, and a jacket. Assisting the sheriff's office on the scene was the Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Fire Department Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. Richland Center's Colorfest weekend concludes today. Activities include the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center serving a Free Will biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs breakfast from now until gone. The Hill Country Classic Powers annual Wheels of Time Truck Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds until 4. You can view classic, restored tractors, trucks, cars, and other vehicles. Admission's free, but you're encouraged to support the show through your purchase of pie, and the 4-H will be serving food and refreshments. Oakwood Fruit Farm's Customer Appreciation Days at the Orchard features sale specials, sampling of retail store offerings, author book signings, and more. The Friendship Quilters Guild Quilt Show in the activity room at Schwitwoodland Hills Senior Living Facility today until 4. A variety of quilted items are on display. A bed turning will be featured at 2. Tours of the AD German Warehouse will be held today. Tours begin on the hour promptly at 11, noon, 1, and 2. Tickets are priced at $20 per person. The Ithaca School District will hold its final informational session today in regards to a referendum question that will appear on November's election ballot. The question will be asking voters to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. Topics of discussion will include the two major reasons for the ask and the impact it will have on residents if passed. Those attending the session are also welcome to voice their opinions and concerns, as well as ask any questions they may have. Today's session will be held at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
4-H Corn Contest, October 6th, 1904, in a newspaper article. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the booklet, 75 Years of 4-H, organized by Carletta Heide, this story appears on page 5. One of the most interesting exhibits in the Agricultural Hall was that of the corn grown by Richland County boys. There were 40 entries in this exhibit, and all the corn was of the highest quality. Professor Moore of Madison, who judged the exhibit, said it was the best display he had ever seen in the state and complimented the exhibitors on the fine showing. There were 7 prizes offered, and the first place premium was captured by Ralph Harder of Gotham. The other prizes included G.E. Elton, 2nd of Sextonville, Irvin McDowell, 3rd from Richland Center, John Turgeson, 4th of Richland Town, Artie Mathis, 5th from Eagletown, Willie Collins, 6th from Richland Town, and Silas Locke, 7th of Neptune. Many people paid the corn exhibit a visit, and they all expressed favorable comments on the fine appearance of the entries. In the following article from the Richland Rustic, dated June 9, 1916, the headline reads, State Fair Plans Are Mapped Out. Here's the story. One of the big departments of this year's fair will be the Boys and Girls Agricultural Contest, which was inaugurated last year. It is expected that more than 1,000 boys and girls will compete. The cash premiums in amounts of more than $1,500 and the special premiums exceed $6,000. As a postscript comment, those are notably good cash values for well over 100 years ago. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering personal poems by Marion Napier Poust.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Also, the University of Wisconsin-Platteville is celebrating its 100th homecoming today through the 12th. The week kicks off today with a student volleyball tournament. Student traditions continue throughout the week, including the banner ceremony on Tuesday, tug of war Wednesday, and pioneer bingo on Thursday. The Yell Night and coronation of homecoming royalty will take place Friday night, October 11th, starting at 7, when the pioneer women's volleyball team takes on Cornell College. Saturday begins with an invitation to alumni and friends to the alumni homecoming hospitality tent on West Main Street, beginning at 9. The homecoming parade down Main Street will start at 10, followed by the homecoming luncheon from 11 to 1 on the south patio of the hall, or Ulswick Hall. The festivities continue as the Pioneer football team takes on UW River Falls at 1. The day will conclude with the traditional lighting of the M and the fireworks at the Platt Mound at 9.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Today is Sunday, October 6th. Shirley Mae Eng, 92 of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points, died on Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Five Points Lutheran Church. Burial will follow in the Five Points Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center on Monday from 4 to 6. Friends may also call at the Five Points Lutheran Church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Mae Eng, 92 of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Mackenzie Myers and Craig Eisenbrandt had a daughter, Lyra Beatrix.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
I have a good list of birthday and anniversary wishes to share on this Sunday morning, October 6th. Happy birthday today to Esme Roan, Achilles Banker, Ruby Carter, and Zach Fink from the Richland Center Lions. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions wish Jane Keller and Morgan Seifert a happy birthday. Happy birthday today on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier to Rich Newman, Karen Sumwalt, and Kelly Worthington. The Little Willow Birthday Club wishes Dennis Muller and Ron Granger a very happy birthday. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Primary School today to Jimena Elias De La Cruz, Cole Hicks, and Eliana Rivas. Happy birthday to Shawnee Melby and Karen Sumwalt from Beulah Wesleyan. Bob and Heidi would like to wish Richard Newman a happy birthday today. Happy 65th birthday to Kelly Worthington today. Love you lots, Mom, from Aaron and Frank. Happy 65th birthday to Grammy Kelly. Love always. The Norte girls are from them. Also, congratulations on your retirement. Happy birthday to Jane Adams. Love and best wishes from your Blue River friends. Happy birthday wishes also going out today to Jane Adams from the Blue River United Methodist Church. Sheila Sims McCauley, happy birthday today from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Happy birthday once more to Jane Adams today from your forever sisters, forever friends, Jill. Happy birthday to Alan Hansen from Five Points Lutheran Church. Birthday wishes going out today to Sophia Oman. Happy birthday from St. Mary's School. Happy anniversary today to Ken and Bonnie Moore from Park Street Christian Church. Also, happy anniversary today to Dominic and Shelley Anderson from Beulah Wesleyan. The Bloom City Town Crier wishes Dominic and Shelley Anderson, Ken and Bonnie Moore, and Kevin and Cindy O'Halloran a very happy anniversary today. Happy anniversary to Dean and Sue Garote, Nick and Angie Newman, Heather and Derek Wallen, and Dave and Linda Lewis. Happy anniversary from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Also, happy anniversary today to Darren and Cammie Bradley, Jody and Dan Carter, Garrett and Demi Vitesnik, and Ken and Bonnie Moore from the Richland Center Lions. To all of you celebrating your birthday or anniversary wishes today, we hope it's a great one from all of us and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. It's a busy weekend for high school sports once more. On Saturday, an 8-player football, it was Kickapoo Lafarge defeating Wanewoc Weston in a low-scoring game, 8-3. It was cross-country action going on at the Dick Mickin Platteville Invitational. And the girls' varsity large school team score, Richland Center Ithaca, got a 6th place. And it was Grace Fretz, Pearl Fretz, Rachel Waterfall, Adeline Lawless, and Shanice Anderson for that. Also in the girls' varsity large team score, it was River Valley in 11th with Brielle Grant, Molly Mays, Evelyn Tripollen, Regan Sackett, Lucy Spahn, and Grace Morey. In cross country at that tournament for boys varsity large group team score, in 6th it was Richland Center Ithaca with Ryan Stadler, Clayton Lee, Kirian Culver, Ethan Hady, Micah Meyer, and Dane Schwartz. Also, it was River Valley in 15th with Jackson Thatcher, Bryce Ferguson, Nathan Hamilton, Dylan Kane, Bennett Woodhouse, Isaac Limix, and Patrick Merrick. Braden Locke threw 359 yards and connected with Tretch Kakona on 2 of his 3 touchdown passes as Wisconsin defeated Purdue 52-6 to continue the Badgers' mastery of the series. Tawi Walker rushed for 94 yards and 3 touchdowns on 19 carries as Wisconsin snapped the 2-game skid and beat Purdue for the 18th straight time. Purdue last defeated Wisconsin back in 2003. Locke went 20 of 31 and set single-game career highs in touchdown passes and yards passing. Purdue failed to reach the end zone and went 1 of 11 on third-down situations in its first game since the firing of Graham Harrell as offensive coordinator. In the Big Ten also, it was Penn State defeating UCLA 27-11. In the WEAC, it was UW River Falls over Wisconsin Eau Claire 64-7. Wisconsin Platteville defeated La Crosse by a score of 30-27 in overtime. Stout took down Stevens Point 22-15, and Whitewater scored a 21-14 win over Oshkosh. The Packers will be in action today as they will be on the road to take on the LA Rams with a 3:25 kickoff time, but a 1 o'clock pregame time, which you can hear right here on WRCO FM 100.9. They'll have to do so, though, without Romeo Doubs, who has been suspended 1 game for missing practices. Vanderbilt's stunning upset of number 1 Alabama that led to crazed fans marching the goalposts through the streets of Nashville was just the appetizer. Saturday proved to be one of the wildest days in the AP poll in years. 4 teams ranked in the top 11 and the polls were upset by unranked teams Saturday. The first time that happened on a single day since 2016 when 5 teams did it. What looked on paper to be a calm day with only one matchup between ranked teams turned out to be anything but, with Alabama, Tennessee, Michigan, and Southern California all losing to unranked teams. The Vanderbilt Commodores, by doing so, beating the number 1 team in football, well, that's a first and the biggest win in program history. The Commodores never trailed in upsetting top-ranked Alabama 40-35. This gave Coach Clark Lee a victory to finally match some of those posted by his alma mater in men's basketball, women's basketball, and 2 national championships in baseball. He said this is why he came back, to build a program long derided as the Southeastern Conference's perennial cellar dweller. The Commodores' most sustained success came a century ago, before the founding of the SEC. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings.
and Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Seeking you as a precious. You make all things beautiful. God from whom all blessings flow.
Jesus. shelter like no other. Your name. Let the nation sing it louder. Cause nothing has the power to save.
Sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to.
wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.